Steps. 1. Look at the things you'll need to see what your kit should contain. 2. Make a first aid kit if you don't already have a one. In an emergency, you or a loved one could be cut, burned or injured in some other way. If you have these basic supplies, you are better prepared to help your loved ones when they are hurt. 3. Determine what hazards exist in your local area. Contact your local emergency manager on desk. If your locale does not have an emergency manager, check with your county or state emergency management official for assistance. 4. Write a plan based on the hazards, then build a kit to support the plan. 5. Purchase self-powered flashlights and self-powered radios. In the event of a disaster, power will be out and batteries will be unavailable, sold out. The latest models have the weather band / emergency band, and will also charge your cell phone. Thus, if your cell phone fails in a disaster, it will be that the cell phone towers, their infrastructure will be damaged, even destroyed. 6. Pack according to location. Depending on where you live, you might need different things in an emergency such as flood, hurricane, tornado. Of course, there are a few things that you should have regardless of location. 7. Pack a map in your kit. These are especially helpful if you must evacuate and emergency routes may involve detours. 8. Gather together the items on the list that you already have at home. 9. Keep a running list. If you can't pick up everything at once, you should add an item or two to each shopping trip. 10. Designate a first aid kit for emergency or disaster and one for everyday use. Your first aid kit should contain a minimum of 2 pairs of latex gloves for the smallest kit. Remember, it may be a stranger who needs your help, and having a latex barrier will help prevent infection. Page 11. B. Use vinyl gloves if you or a family member is allergic to latex. Latex allergies can be severe. C. Keep more pairs in your disaster kit that will evacuate with you. You may go through several pairs in one emergency. D. Check the integrity of the gloves if they've been stored in changing temperatures. They may become brittle. Sometimes gloves deeper in a box may still be good, so don't toss the box because the first few pairs are bad. Look through them all. E. Sterile dressings to stop bleeding. Look for bulky dressings called surgi pads in health supply stores. F. Cleansing agent / soap and antibiotic towelettes to disinfect. G. Antibiotic ointment to prevent infection. H. Burn ointment to relieve pain. I. Adhesive bandages in a variety of sizes. J. Gauze pads. K. Micropore. Tape. L. Tweezers. M. Scissors. N. Eyewash solution to flush the eyes, or sterile saline as general decontaminate. Sterile saline is available in liter bottles in health supply stores. O. Thermometer. P. Prescription medications you take every day such as insulin, heart medicine and asthma inhalers. Q. You should periodically rotate medicines to account for expiration dates and have a plan for refrigerated insulin. R. Over-the-counter pain medicine, like Tylenol and Advil, and an antihistamine, like Benadryl. S. Prescribed medical supplies such as glucose and blood pressure monitoring equipment and supplies. 11. Go to the store to buy the items you don't already have. Page 12. 12. Obtain a waterproof box. This does not have to be expensive. Just a large waterproof box with a lid. These are available in the storage sections of most discount stores. A. It should be small enough so that in an emergency, you can roll it into your car, yard, or home in just a few minutes. Look for something with wheels and / or handles. B. Consider placing kits in your home, car, and workplace. C. You never know where you'll be when an emergency strikes. D. Use backpacks or plastic toolboxes for jump and run bags. E. Keep everything sorted with clear zip sandwich, quart or gallon bags. F. For worker/s in large urban areas, keep a backpack under your desk which contains water, energy bars, flashlight, spare socks and good walking shoes in case public transportation is disrupted. 13. Stay hydrated. Water is the most essential life-sustaining resource. Keeping water, in clean plastic bottles, in your home, car trunk, and workplace will keep you hydrated when you're under stress. A. You may need more water for children, nursing mothers, the elderly or if you live in a warm climate. B. You may need to add electrolyte replacement drinks, Gatorade or Powerade, to replace valuable minerals in warm or humid weather or if you will be very active. 14. Keep at least a 3-day supply of the items listed in the things you'll need section, below, in the box. 15. Consider other things you might need, especially things such as medication, bandages, or other things according to age, location, or health. 16. Don't forget to pack non-perishable food into your kit.